Obamacare. I don't need Obamacare and nobody else care. I know a man by the name of Jesus. Somebody shout Jesus. Every time I can remember the time that I didn't have any insurance, I began to have trouble with my mouth. And it was a demonic attack. I've never had trouble with my mouth before. But they had called me about preaching a women's conference at a church called Kingdom Ministries. About 2 weeks before I was scheduled to preach, my mouth started giving me holy hell. I was racked at night with pain. I was saying, God, what is this? Me and Pastor James were praying. I was taking all kind of pain medicine. He said, we got to get you to the dentist. I said, yeah, but I ain't got no insurance. He said, we gonna believe God that God is gonna send some money and we gonna get you to the dentist. Somebody say, God, I don't care about Obamacare. I'm not being cocky, but y'all got to understand where I'm coming from. Within the next 2 days, somebody showed up and said, take this money and go and get your mouth checked on. We didn't know how much it was going to be because I didn't know what was going on. Only thing I know is I was in pain and I wasn't getting no relief. When I walked in the dentist's office, and we got in the back, the lady said, you pay this and we gonna give you this and do this. And they began to take x-rays and do all kind of stuff on my mouth. The doctor came in and looked at me. He said, baby, you have an abscess wisdom tooth. I sit in the chair and I begin to ponder in my mind, devil, you are a liar, because I've never had trouble out of my mouth. I knew it was a demonic attack. Now, I ain't gonna even lie to y'all. We spent $75 on some antibiotics, and I took the antibiotics. But I'm telling you, he told me, when you finish this prescription, you gotta come back and we're gonna put you to sleep and get this abscess wisdom tooth out your mouth. I'm telling you, I haven't had a problem with that wisdom tooth since then. Somebody shout, I know a man by the name of Jesus. I know a man by the name of Jesus. I'm telling you, it's not about what men say. It's not about what Barack Obama can put together. It's all about Jesus. His word cannot return to him void. My Bible tells me that he has to take care of me. I am a daughter of the Most High God. God is responsible for me. I'm not telling you that you're not going to go through some things. But when you are a daughter or a son of the Most High God, God is responsible.
Thank you for tuning into the Heartbeat Outreach Ministry with myself, Pastor James Burrell, along with my wife, Co-Pastor Heather Burrell. We pray that you have been blessed by this broadcast. If you would like to correspond with us, contact us at Church of Revelation, 116 Tulane Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana, 71457. Our service times are Wednesday, 5:30, intercessory prayer. Midweek service beginning on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Sundays, Christian learning class at 9 a.m., intercessory prayer at 10 a.m., followed by empowerment service at 10:30 a.m. Until next time, be blessed.
For your glory.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. You are now tuned into the Deceptions of Satan radio broadcast with Brother Leon Gaspy. Listen now as Brother Gaspy enlightens you about the different ways Satan may deceive us in our walk with Christ.
Good afternoon. This is Brother Gaspy. Last week, I promised I was going to tell you how and show you where the Bible teaches that God is coming to earth to rule and reign, and that we go to heaven. He said there would be a new heaven and a new earth. I don't know whether he's going to rule and reign on this present earth. Also, the Bible says in 2 Peter 3 that this earth and everything in it is going to be burned with fire, even the heavens. But here in Revelations 21, It says, I saw, I'm going to read this whole chapter for you, since, because I don't want you to say that Brother Gasper told you this. This is written. I'm just reading it. But what I'm trying to do is to encourage you to read for yourself and get to know this word for yourself. Because as I said before, we all have to face God, the judgment seat of Christ, for ourselves. And you cannot take what people say so much, even from the pulpit. You can't always believe everything they say the way they say it. And I'm not blaming the people for not, because we have been taught this. I was taught the same thing. I thank God when I got saved, he told me to read. And I do this. I don't do it as much as I really would like to, and I should now, but I still read. And it's for your benefit that you read this Bible, because of the fact that if you realize that this life as we know it now is not the end, where there is an afterlife, if you want to call it that. But anyway, I'm just trying to help somebody. As God has helped me, he's shown me this, and I'm trying to share it with you. And I hope that someone will receive this and understand it. Maybe you can understand it better than I can. But anyway, I'll just read it for you. Revelation chapter 21. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire, a lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come hither. I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as a crystal, and had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east, 3 gates. On the north, 3 gates. On the south, 3 gates. On the west, 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations. In them, the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city, and the gate thereof, and the wall thereof. And the city lieth 4 square, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs, the length, and the breadth, and the height of it are equal. And he measured the wall thereof, 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is, of the angel. And the building of the wall of it was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth an emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh crystallite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth Christophrosis, or whatever. The 11th, jacinth. The 12th, an amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was one pearl. That's some kind of pearl, one pearl making a gate. And the streets of the city were pure gold, as it were transparent glass. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth, the kings of the, what? The kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. So that's, there's that earth again. That's the, where the kingdom of God is going to be on earth. I don't know whether it's this earth as it is now or the earth, new earth with no seas, but it will be on earth. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it, and there shall no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Now, I think that, to me, that clearly establishes the fact that God is coming to earth. He, God himself, the Almighty God, has come to earth and make his dwelling here on earth with men. And chapter 22, it tells you about when Jesus comes back. He's going to bring his reward with him to reward every man according to his works. Now, his works, the works of God is not cooking chicken dinners and fish dinners and working with the usher board or whatever. But the work of God, according to my Bible, and John 6:29, I think it is, says that, and under John 6:29 says that the work of God is to believe. Verse 28 and 29. And then said they unto him, what do we do that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that you believe on him whom God has sent. Now, that's what I'm trying to get over to you is that Jesus definitely was sent from God. A lot of us so-called preachers or teachers, some of us were sent and some just went. As my old pastor in Las Vegas used to say, some of us were sent and some just went. You know, a lot of people get involved in the ministry because of the fact of the money. That's why I don't put a lot of emphasis on asking for money. You know, it costs money to do this thing, and God said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and he'd add all things to me. So I'm standing on that. I'm believing God to take care of me for doing what he's doing. Now, if God don't take care of it, I guess I'll just be off because I'm not asking for money. If you see, if God puts it on your heart to send some money, then send it. I'm not asking for it, but like I said, it takes money to do all things, money to function in this society. I make sacrifices, things that I could have or should have, I think, and to in order to do this. I won't tell you the sacrifices I make, but then that's between me and God. God knows about it, and he eventually will reward me for this. I believe that. So, enough said about that. But the kingdom is to be established on earth. And the reason I'm pointing these